fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Alive! It's alive!
Welcome to the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast.
Oh, this is gonna be fun. We can stay up late, swapping manly stories, and in the morning, I'll make it pop.
With your host, Parker. Featuring the sultry sounds of Fred, and also Alan on the board.
Let's go already!
And now, let's start the Bam Show.
Welcome, welcome, one and all, to the 138th episode spectacular of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. That's right. Where every 10th episode you listen to is absolutely free.
Oh.
Here's your host, Matt Parker, and I'm joined today by my lovely co-host. What? It's Freddy.
Lovely.
He's lovely. He's lovely. Look at him.
Why I gotta be lovely?
Because you're a guy.
He was like, wait.
I didn't mean lovely like I want to like you know, make kisses with you. Lovely like you're a lovely person.
Suspect, Matt.
Like I saw you giving out. I saw you giving out. You know, stuff on the side of the road the other day. You're a lovely guy. Free advice.
Give out roses like Harry Christmas.
I saw the sign that said free advice for hookers.
And always welcome, Alan, OTP. Hey,
thank you very much. Listen to the guy.
Always one.
Yep.
Well, we're so glad you joined the three of us, and we can't thank you enough for your support on X, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Of course, you can always check us out at blcpodcast.com and listen to us every single day on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to like and review the show. That's it.
Please.
That's the end.
That's it. All right.
Welcome to the show.
Get it on.
So Fred is the 138th episode of the Black Lincoln Collective Podcast. Aren't you happy you're here? Yes.
I am.
Glad. We've been doing a lot
every
of knock
138 episode. We should do something special.
Well, that's, you know, that was The Simpsons when they did the 138th episode spectacular.
Uh-huh.
And that's, I've been waiting for like 136 episodes. To be able to say 138, I believe. I may be wrong.
But that was like 28 years ago.
No, it was like this morning and this afternoon. So it wasn't that long ago. We've been doing a lot of knock knock jokes in my house lately. That's been the trend.
Tim and knock knock joke.
Oh, they're not good. It's very much like knock knock.
Who's there? Butt magnet.
Yeah, they're like fart, and I'm like fart who? They're like you're a fart. And I'm like, that's not. Or it'll be like knock knock who's there? Like orange, like orange you.
Right.
Knock, who's there? Orange. Like, you know, you're supposed to do that like three or four times.
Right.
And then you switch it.
They never stop doing
to banana, right? Yeah. And they're just a hundred in a row. Orange. And I'm like, orange who? And they're like, oh, knock, knock. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to kill myself. I'm like, orange. And they're like, oh, aren't you a banana? And I'm like, no,
you tried,
guys. I appreciate that you tried, but you failed. That's okay. It's all right. Because you know what, Fred? Knock knock jokes are going to be a thing of the past because I don't think people knock on doors anymore.
No. They showed up. They ring doorbells.
Not like
ring.
It used to be. Now it's like knock knock. And they're like, hey, I see you on my TV. I'm a mother of a banana. And they're like, nope, not a banana.
Off my front porch.
Yeah. The fuck you want?
Yeah.
Knock knock. What do you want, buddy?
Yeah.
How dare ye?
There, Smith & Wesson.
You can't even do, ring a ding.
What do you? Oh, ding dong ditch.
Ding dong ditch, ring a ding ditch.
There was somebody else that said it like that. They were from up north and they called it something silly like that. Like Rookie Doogie Boogie. Yeah, like Rookie Doogie Boogie. Or something. Dumb. Like, just like, why would you call it that?
Yeah.
Ding dong ditch is like.
They don't make the same noises up there. Like up in the north, it goes ring. So we call it ring about roll and run.
And run away.
Yeah. No, it's crazy, man. It's times are changing, Fred. That's for sure.
So
it's like I said, everybody used to, that was how you talk to each other. That's what calling cards were, which I didn't even know that existed until not too. I mean, like in the last 10 years, I didn't realize that the calling card was literally a card that you would take.
Yeah, the 10-10-3-2-1.
What? What's that?
What? 10-10.
You would dial 10-10-3-2-1 on the calling card. And then you would dial 10-10-3-2-1, put in the phone number you wanted.
God damn, you're
and
old.
Use the.
That's not what I'm talking about, Alan.
Yeah, calling
I'm
cards.
About, not, I'm not talking about like paid calling card. I'm talking about before that.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to explain to you. Is that calling cards were literal cards of paper that you would take with you. If you went to visit someone at their house and they weren't there, you would put it on there, like in there. They had like a little box, or whatever. And you would put it in there and it would say, Alan Cuyar came to visit you. Yeah.
Why in the fuck would I do that?
Because this was before now, bro.
Yeah. This is back in the day.
It was like in the 1800s and all of time before phones were invented.
I am here to see ye with my. Ye are not here. And then you leave.
Yeah, that's
card.
It. Yeah, you give them, if they're there, you see them, and then that's the end of the transaction.
Right.
But if they're not there, you could leave like a letter, like you said, like, hey, lady.
I stopped by.
I came to call a punch ye.
Yeah, I punched you in the butt. I punched you in the tit.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
So when you can just suckle at thine booty.
That way they knew you had showed up. You just leave a calling card.
Right, exactly. That's what it. And that's where it's like, oh, that's that guy's calling card. Literally means it was a card that he would say, "I came calling for you."
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gone.
So what's the difference?
How did they use it?
What's the difference between that and the calling card I had that you would just call and talk to somebody?
What was the number, Alan?
It was 10-10-3-2-1. You remember that?
I do remember 10-10-3-2-1.
Hell yeah.
I do remember that now that you say it again. No. Yeah, the difference is.
What was the other one?
I used to use that shit all the time and put it on my dad's account.
It was something like that. ATT.
Yeah, there was another. I don't remember. We can't sit here and it's going to be 10 hours of us like
MCI or some shit like that, was it? I remember that.
Yeah, no, it was.
Somebody was making fun of my.
I definitely remember 10-10-3-2-1, though. No. But now, Alan, calling cards were before phones were invented.
Oh, my God.
The one you're talking about was on a phone. The other ones were before there were phones.
Yeah.
So when you went in to go visit somebody. Speaking of that, I was thinking about that the other day. So I drove, I don't know where we were driving. I drove to Charlotte, right? Yeah. And I was like, man, you know, this is a long drive. Like, I mean, not a real long drive, but a relatively long drive. And I'm like, how the fuck long did it take people back in the day to like
forever.
Go visit somewhere? Yeah, like you had to.
What are you talking about? I bet you if it was in, like in the 50s.
He's about horse and buggies.
Like in pre automobile
horse
times.
Yeah, horse and buggies. Yeah, it's a day.
Yeah.
I know because, like, where I live at, it was a midway stop. You know what I'm saying? It was called Fountain Inn because there was an inn there that had a fountain in it. And that if you was going from like Lawrence to Greenville, you would stop there and spend the night like halfway.
Yeah.
And then go the rest of the way the next day. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and that's why, and that's also why, and not to be like nerds, because we're not definitely not, and this is probably not true, but it is kind of true. Roads were named for where they led to.
Right. Yeah.
So, like Lawrence Road, which Lawrence is a major road in Greenville, for those of you who aren't listening in Greenville, was a road that led from Greenville to Lawrence.
Yeah.
And like that was Georgia Road was a road that took you somewhere in Georgia.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a long ass road.
That's a long ass road, man. Yeah.
But it would take you, if you stayed on it, it would take you to Georgia. It didn't say where, what part of
Are
Georgia.
You sure about that? I think Georgia Road was probably some old lady's name was Georgia and they named Georgia. It Georgia.
Nope, that's not what it was.
Georgia
look it
had
up.
A good
Stop the show and look
good,
it up.
It said a good, good.
Yeah. Like I come for thine booty.
Yes, I come for ye.
And lest when I arrive on your road.
Yeah, but you're right, man. Those trips must have been fucked up.
Dude, I'm just thinking think about that's what I'm saying. When they were like, oh, we went and settled the West. Like, oh, wow. Okay, so the West was like a month and a half of walking all the time. And like, they give you a really poor where you're like, I can't even, like, there's no horse.
Yeah, no, but they said
it's walking time.
They said when they did like the Oregon Trail, they were like, you started with one family, and by the time you got there, you had a whole different family.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pretty much, you know.
Yeah, because you would think they would have had births, yeah, and all that.
Through babies and you know, deaths. Deaths and
all of it.
More deaths.
All of it. But, you know, that's how it is.
That's what it was.
It's crazy, man. Though, man. It's just crazy to think. And now I'm like, oh, 3.5-hour drive to get to the beach.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my. Then I look at my ancestors. I look up in the sky.
They would never saw
one tear fall. Yeah, and they're like, we lost 40 men trying to get to the beach from where you are. And I'm like, oh, damn. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, you
know. And then they didn't get there because they ended up going east.
Right. Yeah,
because, east, northeast.
Because one of them was a drug. It's like, just go this way.
Yeah, now that they got there, they're going to stay there because they know where the hell to go.
Right.
Back,
that's my thing, dude. Well, that's like that we had.
So we had
that story in WAC History Month where the guy was like, we're picking up the Capitol and we're moving it 1,500 kilometers.
Yeah.
Like away.
Right.
That's
so
long.
Right.
Like, that's such a fucking walk to be carrying all your shit.
Didn't he say?
Yeah, then they got there and he's like, oh, wait, no, never mind. Let's go back.
Go back? No fucking.
Yeah, that sounds like me.
That's crazy.
Like, we have a Capitol at home. We're not going back.
Yeah.
Once, there's no chance.
We're here, we're there.
Yeah, dude. I live here now. I'm like, I live in this desert now instead of the desert, 1,500 kilometers. Because what does it matter?
They had too much time on their hands, man.
Well, that's what I was thinking. So I was thinking about that and I was like, okay, so they had too much time on their hands, right? But did they really? Because all their time had to be spent getting from one place to the other. And that's just getting there. That's nothing to do with getting food
or
having provisions. Like, holy shit. We're really lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean it's just crazy to think.
People take it for granted that, you know, shit like that, you know.
It's just mind boggling. Because like I said, even that, I'm like, okay, so a 2 or 3 day walk, that's a lot.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, but then you also had to, like, eat. And, like, you had to...
Right.
Like, where did you eat? Where were the were there restaurants on this fucking random road?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
you had to walk and all that shit. And then the hygienes weren't, you know,
Great.
So you imagine walking 3 or 4 days with swamp ass?
Oh, more than that, man. A month. You know what I mean?
You didn't have your hocus
for a month before, like,
you're walking in rocks. Walking in shoes made out of rocks.
Yeah.
Maybe you get to a stream or something. You know, or a river.
I mean, you're like, you had to walk through all that shit. You know, it's not
it's crazy, dude. It's crazy. But so, Fred, that's how far we've come. That's our quick tour of history from the beginning of time till right now. So there you go. It took us what? 11 minutes.
Yeah. 11 minutes.
To sum up all of human history.
In the aspect of time, you know, that was only about 11 minutes.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Our
ancestors, if I'd have walked for 11 minutes, I'd be dead. So, but it made me start thinking. So, like I said, we're thinking back, looking back, thinking about the times before, Fred. And that got me to thinking about one of the hot button issues that's going on in the time of now. Hot button. I don't know if we have a sound that, like, me pushing a button and it's like, ow, it sizzled, like, hot. There, I just made it. Hot. That button is so hot. Okay, so I hate that noise that the kids make, that one, and I just did it, and I hate myself for it. Kids don't make that noise. So, Fred, I need you and Alan's opinions, especially Alan's, because Alan is always great for having an opinion of sorts. So I'm not saying if it's good or bad. I'm just saying you have one usually about the introduction of a cashless society.
No money.
Because no cash money. Still money.
Right.
And, like, you know, all the money. But so a couple of venues here locally have announced in the recent weeks that they've become cashless. Or they're going to become cashless.
Right.
So obviously you can use your phone, you can use your cards, but you can't bring actual cash
money,
and I think you can still bring cash, you just can't expect to get change back. Right?
That's maybe, crazy.
I'm saying, if you're like, I need something, and they're like, it's $18, and you're like, well, yeah. All I have is $20, and they're like, we don't take cash.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do? You either give them the money and don't get cash back, or you don't get it.
It is still a legal thing.
Right, right. I mean, so that's the thing. You can't.
Can they do that? I mean, can they decide to do that?
I don't know. That's what that's why I'm asking you guys. What does it mean? I mean, I know what a cashless, I like to, obviously I've just said what a cashless society means or a cashless venue means.
Right.
But like so I read that and I was like, okay, cool. Well, that's fine because everybody pretty much has cards and stuff nowadays. I mean,
right.
If you don't have a card, if you have a bank account, you can attach your card to your phone. So you don't have to,
right.
There's many different ways to pay that aren't cash,
mm-hmm.
you know, or checks, I guess. Right. And I don't know, maybe they take checks because that's not technically cash.
But
when was the last time you wrote a check, Fred?
Dude, it's been forever.
My mouth wrote a check my ass couldn't cash the other day. But it's the only kind of check I've been writing recently. So, no, I mean, it's one of those things that's kind of gone the way of the buffalo, you know? Just like, what was it, money orders? Remember those things?
Yeah, people still do that.
Yeah,
though.
No, they still do, yeah. Well, so what do you think about, what's your opinion on going cashless? And do you know why people are against it?
Well, there's no more Tooth Fairy.
True.
If we go cashless. Well,
it's not like you have to go cashless in your house. You don't have to be
you said a cashless society.
Yeah, I'm saying. But, I mean, the cashless, that being on the whole, it's not like a bank. Banks will still take money. It's not like cash is going to be phased out.
What would you need money for if nobody's accepting money?
Well, no. I mean, it's still money, though.
Well, I mean,
but it's worthless if it's not money. You know what I'm saying? If it's not what everybody's accepting.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it would devalue the dollar.
Well, yeah, but the dollar would still be the dollar. It just wouldn't be a dollar.
No, because it's
a dollar. A dollar. Yeah.
A dollar. I mean, Nate said it. A dollar is a dollar.
Yeah. So, I mean, this would still be worth. $2.
Right. No, it wouldn't.
But they would be e-dollars, just like they are right now. It's just like me handing them to you guys through the screen. Look, you got them, right?
They, if it's digital currency, they can just value it anything they want.
Well, and that's I think that's the argument, is that, like, what would happen if like you said, if everything went... I think you would have to abandon the dollar entirely.
Yeah.
And you would have to go to... Bitcoin or whatever it is. Well, whatever it would be.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it's
Ethereum. Why not all of them?
I have some of that.
Why would the companies want to go cashless? Did they explain?
I think it has to do with being able to carbon footprint. No, not even carbon footprint. Being able to keep track of the money. You don't have to worry about somebody counting out tills. You don't have to worry about some girl stealing $150 at the end of the night, or some gentleman. I don't
know. The human aspect out of it.
Right. It's all through the machines. So it's like, you don't, there's no one's going to rob you.
Right.
You know, cause I mean, and that makes a lot of sense really.
Yeah.
You know, from that perspective.
It's all that, what you're saying there. I mean, there's really no, I really don't have an argument against it.
Well, I think the argument against it though, like you said, it is that argument that you made, Alan, that, If we go, I think going cashless is different than saying we are abandoning the dollar. So if we were to say, you know, oh, we're not using dollars anymore, we're using goobity goos or whatever, or like it's a Bitcoin or whatever, then like you said, it could be like, oh, well, as of tomorrow, Bitcoins are worth $0. Inflation goes crazy and the whole world explodes, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, that's could be the same thing with a dollar. Like, that's the thing to me is.
I mean, I think the difference is there's a lot of people that use cash because they don't want to be tracked.
Right. And there's also a lot of people that use cash because they don't have access to that other stuff. Because I mean, you know, if you're, let's say, and you know, if you're listening,
if you're lower income and you
that's
just
what I'm saying. If you're, you know, if you're broke or you're homeless or whatever, or you work at an under the table kind of job, or whatever. Then, I mean, that puts you at a severe disadvantage.
Exactly. And that's
in my case, it's worse. That's what they want. I don't even have cash. I don't have cash.
I had $2 earlier. I saw that.
I tried to make a cash transaction with a person who didn't have
was skills.
Venmo. I got Venmo.
Okay.
And they had Apple Pay. You know what I'm saying? I have an Apple. Yeah, I can't do that. But I have it, but I ain't got it set up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So like, it kind of got bad that, you know, he was like, well, you got Apple, you got it set up. He's like, let me just see if I can send it to you anyway. And he did. And I'm like, well, shit, now I got this now money.
I set it up.
I don't want to set it up because I don't use it. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, it's kind of convenient.
Yeah, well, man.
Before it was like, hey, do you have a five on you?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, and now it's like, you have a five on you? I can send you five.
Right,
remember the game that we used to play, that we all used to play with all of our friends, where it's like, hey, okay, I'll get this. You're just going to owe me 10. And then a week later, they're like, oh, now I've spent 20, so now you owe me 10. And it went back and forth and round like for all ledger. Of time. Right. Yeah, and it's like eventually you're like, who owes who what? And you're like, I don't fucking know. We're all poor. It doesn't matter. But yeah, now that's not like that. Now it's like, oh yeah, let me go ahead and get that 30 spot off you on my cash.
I think it personally, now that I'm thinking more about it, it's a racket. Because every time, let's say I send you money and you want to cash out and you want it immediately, you got to pay 40, 50 cents or maybe a dollar.
But here's the thing, though. You just said it. If you want to cash it out, if you don't, if it all stays digital,
No. I mean, if you want to, if I send you money,
right?
Send me some money. I'll send you some money. Let's and you cash out.
Go ahead and do that.
If I send you money and cash out, it's going to come back and be like
$ BLC podcast. We'll say,
yeah.
Fred set that up.
I'll send you money, cash out. You want to transfer to your bank account.
Can you cash app?
You got to pay a transfer fee to your bank account.
Right.
Unless you use a Cash App card or Vimeo card or.
Right, yeah.
Get you on the transaction and cash.
Right.
I just give you $5 and that's it. $5. That's no it, transaction. Right. No nothing.
You got to worry about no middleman.
So I think the banks are just pushing for that because they can get more, and then
it's all about their profit, because then they can start closing down branches. They can eliminate the number of ATMs they have to maintain.
You know, they have enough money as it is. They're going to get three times the amount of money.
Right. I mean, you can't expect the bank to have money.
No. Yeah, that is true.
I mean, come on. What is it, Walmart? That's really going to be hurt the most out of this, Fred, is the Coinstar people. And that's who I worry about, because I helped Coinstar out. I think I may have opened up 3 or 4 Coinstar locations in my area just from like, I got all this change. That used to be the best day
ever. It's so embarrassing. You standing at, especially if you got a lot, man. You standing at, you saying it.
I used to put that shit in there and be like, $8. I said, I can get fucking cigarettes.
I love the noise because, like you said, it's like, playing the lottery.
It's
like, I need $5, and then you end up with 13. You're like,
yeah.
A couple of tacos. It's like, yeah.
And the whole time you'd be like, okay, so what do I got here? You know, I have a cowboy hat full of chains. Like, what do you think this is? Like, you ask for, you know, they're like, I don't know, like $10. You're like, I think it's like $11. And then it'd be like $35. And you're like, look at this. Man. Yeah.
They take like 10%?
Something like that. 8%, something like that. Too much.
Yeah,
but really at the same time. Well, yeah, but now I'm like, damn, everybody's taking this their chunk out of everything. Can't even get a freaking.
I saw a machine at Walmart where you can put old phones in it.
Yeah.
And they pay for them.
They'll buy it from you. Right there. Right on the spot.
That's crazy.
I saw a machine at Walmart.
For the lithium.
It was just called a tipping machine. You didn't buy anything. It was just like, leave a tip. And you're like, shit, I have to. I can't help. Man, people give me
I saw a machine at Walmart and it said free babies. And you just get a baby.
It's called a bathroom.
Yeah, I've gotten to the point. I don't tip no more.
Well, hold on. Before all of our people hate Alan.
I mean, I tip. Fair. Like, if I go to a restaurant, I'll tip.
Right, you know? Right.
But I'm not going to tip you because
everybody wants a tip now.
I tip
man.
For service. If it's a place
I tip for the person, Uber driver, I tip a food.
Absolutely.
If they deliver that shit, but I'm not going to tip you because you gave me a fork.
You took my order. Yeah, you took my order.
Because you happened to be the guy. Yeah, you happened to be at the counter when I ordered my slushie.
Right.
Or whatever that I had to go make.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
No, not doing it. That's insane. But, you know, it's one of those things because, like, you know, that's an option. You don't have to offer that on all the tablets. So, like, you know,
I don't know.
Local places don't have that on there. And it's, like, so refreshing to not have to turn it down.
Yeah.
Because there's the implication. You know, it's all about the implication.
Right. It's all about the implication.
The person behind the counter doesn't care because they're not going to probably get the tip anyway.
It's always
generally speaking. You know, it all just goes into the bucket. And then the owner's like, aha, all these idiots pay me. Just like when Taco Bell went Taco Bell today because I'm an idiot. And they're like, hey, your order is $6.04. I was like, cool, great. That's pretty cheap for Taco Bell. And they're like, want to round up and give it to the Taco Bell Education Fund? And I was
no.
Who are you educating, Taco Bell? And how are you going to get a dollar off of me?
I don't do none of that, man.
I mean, I'll give them a tip. Go fuck yourself.
No. Alan's tip of the week. Alan should put that. You should put that in the tip on everything that has. Like, oh, sign it. Like, sign it on there. Go fuck yourself.
I do.
Love you.
I do.
But, it's one of those. Yeah, all that is just so they can scheme you. That is definitely a scheme.
Yeah, they get a tax write-off.
Yeah, they make the donation and you're in their own name.
You know, if you go to Japan and you tip, you insult them.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Yeah, you insult them.
Get your ass kicked.
Yeah,
you have to commit harikari.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
You know what that is? That's when you cross the guts. Yep.
Yeah.
Not the hot dog guy. I can't think of his like. I can't do a hurricane. I can't do the voice. I can't remember what he used to. He used to say something all the time. But anyway, so no, I don't know, man. So what do you guys think? So are you in favor of it? Are you against it? Do you care? Because that's the thing. Ultimately,
I mean,
I think it's really one of those things of either you care. Either way,
right.
Or you don't care because it's coming.
It's
just like everything else.
You
can go ahead and say, oh, yeah, you know, we want this, we want whatever, dude. But, like, at some point, cash, and I'm not saying it's going to be devalued. It's just not going to have the same, like,
it's gravitas. How it is now. It's how it is now, man. I mean,
it's true.
What a rapper's going to do, like,
their Venmo cards.
Yeah, their bank account statement.
Yeah. Right, that's the thing, man.
How are you going to make it rain?
You can't make it rain
won't be able to make it rain. Well, see, that's reason enough. The strip club industry is losing.
Oh, my God. What's going to happen at the strip club?
What is going to happen there? Everybody's going to be able to trace where all this money went.
Yeah.
A lot of angry wives out there coming up.
That's crazy.
2025, the year of divorce.
Yeah.
They're like, I saw what you did.
Strip club and a cast of society. I guess
you probably
you open up another account.
Yeah, they put a tip there thing, and you're like, okay, so you go in the tip, literally get the tip, and then they give you cash, and you use it in there. And then on the way out,
they have the little NFC thing on their pussy thing.
Yeah. You're like trying to stuff your phone into there.
And then you touch him, and then the bouncer kicks your ass.
Yeah.
You're like, I was just tapping the pay.
Yeah. So close. That's the crazy thing, man, is that's the kind of industry that's really going to get hurt the most. And that's the people that need it the most.
That's
true.
Strippers and prostitutes, that they're not going to be affected.
No, you don't think so? I think a stripper.
That's one thing that's been from the beginning.
Right. Well, no, I'm not saying it hasn't been there forever.
Giving up chickens.
You know, that's where the bank started making the money, were at the strip clubs, the ATM fees.
Yeah.
You know, that's where it first started, you know.
Yeah.
You know, when you went to ATMs, the first portable ones that you see were at the strip clubs.
Yeah, and casinos.
And casinos, and then the credit card readers, the portable ones. Those are the hookers in Vegas and all that shit.
It's true.
You remember?
It's true.
Because they had that. What was that show on HBO that they did? The Bunny House? Real Sex.
Oh, yeah. The Bunny Ranch.
Bunny Ranch was
right. Yeah.
They had that. It was like, we came out with these new things. And it was the credit card readers. And they had them in the beds.
There you go. Innovation, baby.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Well, that's been long. You know, that's the thing, is that's the same thing, like you said, Alan, with it was, remember with the Blu-ray versus was it HD DVD or whatever it was?
Yep.
That happened, and they were literally like Sony Pictures or one of the big, I guess, porn. What do you call them? Not producers, but the people who like
distributed, yeah,
distributors, yeah,
yeah.
Picked and signed with Blu-ray over HD yeah. DVD, yeah. And as soon as they did that, people were like, "Well, it's Blu-ray from now on. HD DVD is dead."
Really?
Yeah, literally. That was the beginning of the end because they were both right. Same with VHS and Beta.
Yeah,
VHS, broadband.
Yeah,
broadband service was the same thing. It was the porn industry.
Yep.
Really? Whatever way you it goes,
stream, you know, you were tired of
follows.
Looking at porn and be like,
yeah,
that was broadband and all that shit, so they could.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Damn.
I mean, sex sells, man.
It does. Right. It
so
does.
Then we're gonna do that. Said we're gonna do the second half of this show. Butt naked. Just get ready for that.
I hear computers turning off right now.
You're gonna wish that you didn't have such good internet now.
The power grid just dropped 50%.
If only it was more pixely. Why isn't it more pixely?
Yeah, it would come up and that nipple would be right there on the nipple. You'd be like, yeah, just waiting forever.
And it's like, doot, 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 doot. I told you about that when I was looking in some old books that my mom gave me, and I had all these black and white. Yeah, no, just regular books that I had all these like black and white, like dot matrix printer pictures of naked ladies that I had stuffed in there when I was like 13. And I was like, oh my God. Takes you back.
Pixelated nipple.
You gotta love it.
Show title right there.
Back in the day. There you go. Pixelated nipple. That might just be it. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more hot nipple action.
The Black Lincoln Collective podcast will return after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, man, how come every time I call you, you're on the phone? Who are you talking to?
My friends, family. I call them a lot since I don't get to see them that much.
Phone bills must be killing you.
Not at all. I dial 1010321. Saves me 50% on calls over 10 minutes.
And when you're talking with family and friends, you just know you're going to be on for a while.
Sounds good. My wife's on the phone all the time with her sister. Hey, man, am I ever going to get to shoot?
Not when you're playing against me.
Do that for Alan. Keep him on his toes, Fred.
Keep him awake.
Yep. So welcome back to the 138th edition of the Black Lincoln Collective podcast. I don't know. Fuck it. It doesn't matter. Alan, put all your worries aside. Put all your shame and sadness in a bucket. And then kick that bucket off a bridge. Or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, do it. Make it happen.
Over,
come on the news tomorrow. A truck gets hit by a bucket.
Yeah. Bucket of sadness.
75 people died in a traffic accident.
In a sadness bucket accident. That
85.
Local man kicks bucket, literally and figuratively.
Literally.
I did.
Finally, the bucket kicked back. Anyway, so you can put all your shame and your sorrows away, Alan, is what I was trying to say. Okay. Because it's time for a new segment. It's going to feel like an old segment because it's essentially what every segment that we do is. It's hot goss. See, that's what I was thinking. They're like, da-dum. Oh, look at that.
Man, you got music.
Wow. That's, wow, I feel great. All right, Fred, well, I got our lead story. We're going to ease it in, okay?
Ooh,
literally and figuratively. Said. Again, I'm going to say that 10 times tonight. Not easy to end, literally and figuratively. So, Fred, hot goss. Yes. Did you hear about, have you heard of ladies, Fred?
Yep.
Oh, yeah? Ladies? You're familiar? Yeah. Have you ever
they heard? They the ones with the boobies, right?
Yeah, most of them. Some of them.
Most of them got boobies.
Have you ever heard of sports?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Have you ever heard of the two, this wacky combination of the two ladies in sports together in one?
What is that sorcery you speak of?
That's right. Well, Fred and Alan, let me tell you, our old friend, friend of the show, potentially, why not? Caitlin Clark.
Yep.
The internet phenom of She's all internet. Friend of the show. Friend of the show. Friend of the show, Fred. Yep. We have a lot of listener. We have a lot of listener in Iowa.
Yeah,
just that. And it's probably Caitlin Clark, if I had to guess.
Yeah, I would. This is our what do you call it?
This is a go-to podcast.
Yeah, like, this is what she listens to before games to get her pumped up. She's like, it's just, if I haven't heard 173 fart noises in 12 minutes, I can't play for the team. Right, exactly. So, you know, we're there. That's what we're here for. We got your back.
A guilty pleasure.
That's right. We are our own guilty pleasure podcast.
Right.
But no, so Caitlin Clark, you guys obviously, like I said, you know who she is. She was selected number one overall in the WNBA draft, probably the most highly touted WNBA prospect or honestly women's sports prospect in the last probably at least 15 years. Probably the biggest one since maybe Cheryl Swoops in the WNBA, which was like the beginning of the WNBA.
The beginning.
So what do you guys think? That's the goss, is that we knew that happened. But my question is, do you think that this is going to make the WNBA more watchable? Is it going to make more money off of this? Are you going to watch it? Are you going to pay attention to it?
Like, no. I've seen it in the last couple of years, like how the fan base for the WNBA and the women's basketball.
Sure. Well, I was going to say.
College basketball. I mean, it was... Women's college basketball finals was way more exciting than
this year's tournament was significantly more interesting throughout.
The drama was there because
there were more stars.
When South Carolina played LSU, there was like the fight, the chick's brother came over.
He ran out on the field like he was gonna do. And he's like looking up at him, like, I'm gonna get you.
There was drama in it. And then, Camilla Cardoza?
Yeah, Camilla Cardoza.
The girl from LSU. Went to the same team. So now they're going to be playing.
That's how sports plays is a fickle lady.
Yes.
Or maybe a fickle gentleman.
So, that's more drama that made interesting. Well,
that's what I'm saying. That's story.
Watching. Yeah,
that's the story. Man. That's the goss. That's the hot goss.
That's the hot goss, man.
What, Alan? Don't make fun of my hair.
The hot goss.
The hot
the
goss.
Fuck is that?
That's hot gossip, dude.
No, if you're going to say it, do your DJ voice.
Well, it's your hot goss.
There you go.
All up in your ass. I don't know how that works.
Ass. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. That's goss comes from your ass.
Right. WNBA got what, 12 teams?
I believe they do, but I believe they're looking to expand.
Are they?
In the very near future, and they're saying,
I remember, I think somebody asked the question, would we ever get a professional
in team Greenville? There are 12 teams.
Right now. All right. So I believe Greenville could support a WNBA team.
Oh, yeah, dude. Absolutely.
No.
We could.
A WNBA
our area,
team?
Dude. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
It's only going to get crazy. Bigger, dude. That's the thing.
No, we can't support any team out in Greenville.
We support the Drive.
The Drive has been here for a minute, man.
Yeah. We support lots of stuff.
I still like the Braves better when we had the Braves.
Me too.
But
Greenville Braves for life, baby.
Greenville Braves stadium was cool.
They were awesome. I agree. I think we have a big enough market. There's a void of other sports, which is really good for a lesser sport, you know, and not to say lesser, not as good, just not as big, right? I think we could support UFL team.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. UFL, yes. We're talking about WNBA is...
Dude, I would go to so many WNBA games.
I'm not saying. What I'm saying is the market itself, you have to be in a big market to make money. And Greenville's not a big market. That's what I mean.
Which is why we're not making any money.
you know, that's what I mean by it. But, you know, the WNBA wouldn't come to Greenville because it wouldn't make the money for it.
South's vagina.
You know, it is the South's vagina.
Okay. Anyway, so moving on. Well, Caitlin Clark, I think she's going to be great for the WNBA. I think she's going to be great for everything. I can't wait to see her strap one on. Strap her shoes on, bro.
I don't know. She may be the dominating one, you know? She may be the male in the relationship.
She's got a gentleman. He's a sweetie.
Really?
Talk about that.
Come on.
We talk about it all the time.
She's got a gentleman?
When she calls the show after that, and we don't put her on because, you know, she's technically an amateur athlete, and we can't afford the NIL.
She's got a gentleman. She's not representing the WNBA correctly.
Well, that's allegedly. So let's move out of that real quick.
Yes, please.
On that note, Fred, have you heard of music before?
Yeah.
Music? Big fan? Like music?
The singer or the, like.
Is there a singer? There a musical singer named Music?
Yeah, Muzak.
Muzak.
Is his name Zach?
No, I don't know. No. He spells it M-U-I-C-Q or something. But
that's a she, right? Is it Muzak?
No, it's Muzak. No, that's a dude.
Oh, so if your name was Zach and you were a singer and you're like, I'm going to call myself Zach, I'm okay with that. Anything outside of that, I'm not a fan of.
Muzak.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, it's Muzak. Muzak. Or if your name was Mew, I guess. I don't know.
Is it Muzak the one that used to play elevator music?
Muzak.
Yeah. It's like.
That was a band.
Yeah.
Just in, but in music, not actual words.
Yeah, then you wouldn't hear the words. Be like,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, Fred, I don't want to date the show, but, right, you know, let's bring it about 150 years in the future to today.
Dated.
We are old. So, Fred, I know you're a huge fan. I'm a huge fan as well because we have daughters. And so you automatically have to sort of become a fan when they're younger of one Miss JoJo Siwa.
Oh, yeah, my daughter. She had a bow in her hand today.
Yep. You know who JoJo Siwa is, Alan? I feel like this may be out of your realm a little bit.
It is out of my realm. I think I know who she is.
Okay, I'm going to put up a picture on screen for you.
Alan knows who she is.
Yeah, isn't she like the hair bow chick?
She does wear bows in her hair often. Here's a picture of JoJo Siwa. And it went into the other one. So,
hey, JoJo.
There he is. There's JoJo Siwa.
Look at that.
Living that's her best life. Very rainbow colorful.
Glitches. Yeah.
Great, right?
Yeah, she looks like she would be like a good, best of what? Nope. Like, she'd be a good representative for
right,
like the teenage
great
girls.
Music,
role
yeah.
model.
Alan, guess what? Uh-oh. Those days are behind her. Now she's a stone cold bitch.
What?
No, so music has changed for JoJo Siwa. And she's decided to make her new look much, let's say, edgier, I guess.
Why does she do that? She's like, she's trying way too hard.
She does
look like go back down and see what the title said. Did that title say it's like gay pop?
It is not an official
genre.
She can't
do gay pop.
She looks like the queen of the dark seahorse.
Yeah, she can't do queen gay pop.
It's got a little seahorse theme, yeah.
There's already a lot of gay pop out there.
Yeah, anything Alan's into is.
Yeah.
Insane. JoJo Siwa has rebranded herself. And now that she's an adult and she's above the age of 21, she's rebranded to fit, I guess, more of her personality.
All right.
As they say. And her personality now. She identifies
she's
as a homosexual.
No, because she's what, is she bisexual or is she?
No, she identifies as that she likes ladies.
Yeah, so she ain't sucking jeans.
She's gay.
No, but yeah. But
you know, I said, like, she shot out of it.
Yes. Oh. Like, she looks like she is Gene
Simmons. I want to rock and roll all night.
Yeah.
So she debuted her new style and her new song, which is Karma, which is apparently not a song that she wrote. Just a song that she performed, and some other lady wrote it, and like, it's a whole thing. And
is she getting sued now?
No, she's not getting sued, but I maybe she should. I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
So she's doing a Miley Cyrus, but the gay way.
She's doing a Miley Cyrus because she said she didn't, that no one's ever done a Miley Cyrus before, essentially. She's like, no one's ever changed this much. And I'm like all of the young celebrities have done exactly this.
Exactly. Yeah.
But right. She was in her own world. See, I didn't know she was from Dance Moms originally because I never watched that show because that show creeped me.
I was going to exile to like,
poor child. No one.
Right, right. Well, I think it was Dance Moms or one of those. But yeah, no, that creeps me out. Just like that. What was that show that was about like the child pageant?
Oh, the tiaras.
Toddlers and tiaras. Yeah, I didn't like any of that. As a just regular old straight dude, I was like, this, it makes me uncomfortable. Mm-mm. Because I don't even want to like, I don't want to acknowledge that exists because it's gross, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion, whatever.
Right.
To me, in my hot goss, I just don't think it's appropriate.
Did you guys watch that Jackass? One of the Jackass movies that they dressed up the little fat kid and put him in one of those pageants.
Like, no, but that's hilarious.
And he did a cherry pie.
Oh yeah,
the cherry pie. And at the end, he goes. And he falls down in his neck, and he threw him money, and he threw him cash, and the little girl's like,
"See,
is that a boy?"
Won't be able to do that in a cashless society.
Oh my God.
Thanks, Steve Jobs.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was funny. Yeah, so needless to say, Alan, you should listen to JoJo Siwa's new song. You're gonna love it.
Is it any good?
No. No, it is not. But feel free to listen to it on your own time, far, far away from this podcast. And tweet the show if you love JoJo Siwa. Tweet us at BLC World.
Well, I mean, I hope it works out for her. I do. I really do.
No,
she's taking a risk.
She's already got
the queen of the seahorse.
Right. She's already got plenty of money. She's already got plenty of fame. Yeah. She has a car that's emblazoned with her face literally all over it.
Wait, what? Really?
Oh, you haven't seen her car?
Dude, Freddie, she's copying you.
I don't know if Fred wants her to copy her.
Freddy's got his face all over his car.
What?
Yeah, you do. Come on.
I mean, you do a little bit.
That's insane.
Here's the new JoJo Siwa mobile.
It's a Tesla.
It's a Tesla that is covered in her face. Oh, it won't let me.
Oh my God! I thought you meant like one big face.
No. It's a collage of her face.
Is Justin Bieber on there too?
That's insane.
We'll see. Okay, here we go. So yeah, you can see there's Justin Bieber's friend.
He must have done
her new one in action. Those are all faces.
Oh my God!
And then she has an even newer one where it's like her current album or whatever.
That poor girl.
It's ridiculous.
She's got.
But good for her.
She got the money, so.
Right, that's it.
I mean, the money,
but you have the face.
How do you get to the money?
You have to go on Amazon.
Putting your face on a car?
No, I'm just going to tell you how to get to it.
We tried. We tried putting our face on a car. It didn't work out.
No.
I just got a lot of tweets like, hey, this fat guy keeps cutting us off. Sad. They're like, who let Chris Farley out? So. And we're like, he's back anyway. So yeah, that's what's going on with JoJo. Just in case you guys were wondering. So you know, that's Alan brought that up. He made me go in that direction. I didn't want to.
Yes,
but that's some hot goss.
I know.
Hot
goss from hot ass.
No.
So JoJo Siwa, we love you and be a friend of the show. Why not? Why not? Friend of the show.
I'm pulling for her.
Speaking of friend of the show, only Alan's friend of the show, just for the record, ladies and gentlemen. We have to say goodbye to a dear friend of Alan, personal friend. Real quick.
No, go fuck yourself.
No, real quick.
Don't you put that on me.
R.I.P.
No.
Alan's very close friend and personal influence. Personal hero is what he said. He wrote the foreword to his autobiography. Ladies and gentlemen, Orenthal James Simpson passed this week or this previous week of like the Big C. So, despite your feelings about him, he was famous and Alan loves him.
He was about to tell us, you know, like this week before he died,
right?
Like the week Like
he scheduled a press conference 12 hours after he died. Tell us who the killer of Cole Brown Simpson
was. He was going to tell us who it was. He was going to tell us.
So close. So close.
CIA
took him out.
Everybody likes to blame OJ.
Right.
It was his son.
About, all of this.
Right.
All this stuff. But you know who's really to blame?
White people.
Ron Golden?
The Buffalo Bills.
True.
1970, the Bills barely lost the game that awarded them the first pick in the draft.
Right.
Where they took OJ Simpson. And OJ lived in Buffalo where he met his wife, Nicole, and allegedly killed her. Not in Buffalo, no, but later on in life. Then he hired Robert Kardashian as his lawyer. They won the case, making the Kardashians famous.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Their daughter went on to make the tape and all that.
Yep.
If the Bills would have just won that game.
Yep. Maybe they would have won.
They would have never drafted OJ. He'd have never met Nicole.
Whole thing would be different.
The whole thing would be different.
Still.
Can you imagine that? I mean, in an alternate world.
Where they won the game?
Yeah,
I like that we think of, this alternate world. And, of all the millions of things that happen every day, we're like, we just want an alternate world where
If that had slightly changed, that changed. No Kardashians.
Yeah, no Kardashians.
Right.
Probably no Kanye West or Kim and Kanye. But, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but that means there would be no Johnny Cochran.
Right.
Mm.
I can live without a Johnny Cochran. I mean,
dude,
Fred's got plenty of cock around him. Cockerim. Close.
If the glove don't fit, you gotta quit, man.
Just to quit talking about it. So RIP OJ, whatever, I guess. Alan's the one who was hit the hardest. That's all I'm saying.
It broke my heart.
Do you think he did it?
Dude,
no, I think his son did it, and he took the blame for it.
His son did it.
I'm pretty sure he did it.
Mm-hmm. I think his son did it.
I don't think he did it.
Yeah, no, he didn't do it.
If I was, I'm going to say just based on this straw poll that we just ran, there's a 66% chance that he did it.
He didn't do it, man. If he had done it, he would have been convicted.
No, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
No. That's not how it works.
I mean, it's a jury of his peers, and they say, I can't even actually believe it.
Yeah, I know. I was trying. See, I told you they were like best friends, dude. Yeah. They were so I remember after the OJ trial, when they announced OJ not guilty, Alan went and bought a white Bronco.
I did.
And drove it around really slowly on the interstate.
Yep.
In honor of his buddy OJ.
Yeah, that's right.
Who we just called Orenthal.
I bought all the Naked Gun DVDs and Blu-rays.
Yeah, got them signed, everything. He loves them. Well, speaking of things being over, unlike OJ's life, or like OJ's life, Alan and Fred, it's come to an end. I can no longer, my one gay crush that I had.
Oh, no.
Yep, it's sad. Henry Cavill is expecting his first child with girlfriend Natalie Viscuso, who I'm sure... is not good enough for him.
Not as good enough as you would have been.
I would have treated him better. I would give him so many babies. Here, pull this up, Alan, so you can see who Natalie Viscuso is. Not good enough. That's all I'm saying. Not good enough.
Look at him. He's happy.
Look just like Superman in that picture.
Yeah, he's happy because he knows I'm looking at him.
On a serious note, do you think he was the better Superman out of all of them out there?
Yeah,
I thought he was.
He was pretty good. He had the look most.
Right, he really had the look.
He really looked like a Superman.
Yeah. That's crazy being a huge nerd and get to play Superman.
Yeah, and then they fire
you.
The Witcher, which is also arguably one of the nerdiest.
Right.
And they fire you because of that? Because you're... All his roles that he get fired is because he's a huge nerd and loves the character.
Yeah.
If you hate the character, then they'll keep you.
Yeah, keep him all forever.
They're expecting, they're expecting their first kid. They don't have a name or anything yet. So it's still pretty early.
Yeah,
congratulations. I'm sorry that you're now officially off the market, Henry.
He was good in Mission Impossible. Okay.
If you ever decide, if you ever decide you want to abandon that kid,
when he cocked his arms.
You know what I'm Impossible, yeah.
He was like, yeah, he cocked his arms like, oh,
yeah, he was awesome. God, yeah, he was awesome.
He about to fight, boy. Yeah. You
know, I got something he could cock.
No.
I'm just sad because this running joke is not going to be around anymore. If I can't, you know.
There we go.
Well, Fred, from my crush to your crush, Fred. Our old friend, this hot goss, by the way. Our old friend, Gypsy Rose Blanchard, not a friend of the show, has left her husband, Ryan Anderson, over his... You'd care to guess why they're splitting up, Fred?
I don't know who these people are.
Okay, you don't know who Gypsy Rose Blanchard is?
No.
Okay, well, let me give you a quick synopsis of who she is.
Yeah, we know who Gypsy Rose is.
Gypsy Rose?
Yeah, Gypsy. Her mom,
dude, she made is her banging. You need
she's
a picture.
She's pretty banging.
Oh yeah, you need to see a picture of her. She's
if you like, like Midwestern, you're gonna love her.
Yes, yeah. I mean, she is. Yeah, we'll show a picture of her right there.
Oh my god,
there she is. That is right there. Yeah, oh,
look at that. She's all your dreams come true. Look at that. So
Freddie was like, but really? No. I need to check this out.
I told him it was his crush. So Gypsy Rose was a young lady whose mother was very mean to her and told everybody that she basically slightly poisoned her on a regular basis, told everybody she was super sick and had all these diseases and stuff. And so she could garner pity and all this other stuff. And basically, at one point, Gypsy had had enough. And so she decided to end the relationship in a way that only certain people end their relationships, by killing her mom.
Like OJ.
Oh,
well, she did her time, and now she's free at last. Like OJ.
How long did she get?
I think she got 14 years, if I'm not mistaken.
So she was in the pen for 14 years?
I believe she did, yeah. She was young, and like she's 32 now. So she, but recently, unfortunately, and maybe this works out for us now that Henry's off the market, let's slide on into her DMs. Gypsy Rose had to leave her husband, Ryan Anderson, after arguing over that. Did you make a guess as to what it was that they were arguing about that made them decide to split? You saw the picture. You saw, you know what? You're not that far off. A source close to Blanchard told TMZ, this comes from TMZ, by the way, Tuesday, that Blanchard initiated the breakup after the two got into a major fight over Ryan's alleged behavior. That was to say that, she did not. Breaking news, by the way, from our newsroom. Gypsy Rose did not kill her mom. She talked her boyfriend into it. She was just an accomplice in the murder of her. But anyway, how'd she get a boyfriend if she had all these diseases? Anyway, doesn't matter. So,
dude, how do you get somebody to kill her? Dude, that pussy's not that good. I'm sorry. For me to turn around and kill somebody? No.
It's a Gypsy Rose, Alan.
I guess it is, but no.
You don't know.
I mean, I'll kill somebody to kill somebody.
But she's allegedly. Been in a wheel. She was in a wheelchair, so you know it's one of those things of like, you know, like Wagyu beef, Alan, where like they don't like.
Well, you're talking about like veal.
Yeah, like veal, where they don't move, so it's like extra tender. Maybe that has something to do with it. I'm not saying. I'm not drawing any conclusions myself. I'm just saying maybe
that's terrible.
I don't know. I don't know. You know, whatever you're into. So Blanchard was not aware that her husband is a food hoarder. And she became aware.
Did she look at him?
She became aware when she moved into their two-bedroom apartment after she was released from prison in December 2023. So
that means they were dating when she was in prison.
Well, yeah. I mean, come on, dude.
Oh, okay. He's a pen pal, like lovers.
So, one of those prison, the PP.
Yeah, prison
pals. Yeah,
PPP.
Yeah, exactly.
Prison pen pals. Prison pen pals.
So his alleged issues reportedly reminded Blanchard of her late mother, Claudine Dee Dee Blanchard, who she infamously got her then boyfriend Nicholas Godejohn to murder after realizing she was a victim of Munchausen syndrome by proxy.
Munchausen.
Munchausen. Yeah.
That sounds like JoJo. Munchausen.
There, serious. There you go.
That's a serious disease.
So the like Fred's like, it is serious. So the source claimed that Blanchard was especially bothered by their shared fridge, which, I mean, technically all fridges are shared fridge, which was filled with old food items that needed to be thrown away. So Blanchard reportedly ended up tossing out the expired items, but Anderson, 37, was not happy about it, and they got into a huge argument. So she said, this guy, I don't know, did you see the guy in the picture before?
Her husband?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does look like the type that would hold on to.
Yeah.
I'm not making any assumptions. I'm just saying.
This guy.
I'm like, dude, that bitch talked some guy into killing her mom. Yeah. Throw that shit out of the refrigerator. Well,
so that started the fight, and then it got worse when the former couple also allegedly fought about the way they slept at night, with Anderson snoring and becoming a quote-unquote human furnace, according to Gypsy Ray. So, unfortunately, they had to split. I feel like...
Irreconcilable differences. How long were they together, did they say?
Oh, weeks, at least. Weeks. It doesn't really say, but they got married... let's see, does it say when they got married? They tied the knot in July of 2022 while she was in the midst of serving her 8-year sentence at Chillicothe Correctional Center in Chillicothe, Missouri, for her role in her mom's death. Unfortunately, you know, it is what it is.
We're not going to make it, Fred.
Oh, and she has another.
We're not going to make it.
Now, look at this. I want to say that it was a relationship that ended quickly, but I don't feel like that guy does much quickly. So...
It's Peter Griffin.
It's he kind of is. He's an inspirational figure. So anyway, so yeah, that's the end of that relationship. Gypsy has since been seen holding hands and showing off a matching husky tattoo with her ex-fiance Ken Erker.
Is that the dude that killed her?
No, that's not the guy that killed her husband. Or her, I mean, her mom. Yeah. Her, that was
so she had a fiance, another fiance when she was in jail.
She upgraded. This guy looks a little more in one room. The guy that she had to, the guy that she made kill her mom was Nicholas Godejohn.
Or I guess he's still in jail.
Godejohn. Maybe let's look.
Yeah,
it
he's
up.
He's probably.
Let's
still
get in our jail. Show researcher on.
Gorlock.
Nicholas Godejohn. Oh, he looks great.
Gorlack.
Research.
Yep. So he is still serving his life sentence with no chance of parole at Potosi sentence. Correctional Center, according to the Springfield News Ledger.
Oh, because
so, once again, this should prove to you, Alan,
that we're not going to make it. That's basically what this proves.
Well, no one's going to make it.
No. Humans, we're not gonna. It's like Terminator.
Oh, okay. Apparently, according to our crack news team, her boyfriend Nicholas Godejohn is very autistic, and so that may be part of the reason that he was so easily swayed to murder. But also, her ex-husband does look remarkably close to her own mother, which is weird. So that may have been part of it. Yeah, if you see the pictures of them side by side, they look very similar. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird, but that's okay. So
the mom. Yeah. Well,
I sure hope we don't end the show.
We're not. No, we've got a little bit of a fun way because I knew this was going to be a little depressing, probably. Maybe not the OJ thing. I thought you'd be pretty happy about that, Alan, because we're talking about your buddy.
No, I was sad because he died.
I was sad. Well, I was sad because Henry Cavill. He technically died.
Yeah. See, that's what I say. You've made it all depressing.
Right. It's all depressing. So let's lighten it up a little bit. Let's talk about Rob Schneider getting booed off stage and kicked off of the stage at a GOP event when he was set to do a 30-minute set and apparently made at least one joke about Korean whorehouses and also said a lot of really racist stereotypes and only made it through 10 minutes of his 30-minute set before they asked him to leave.
Oh, my God.
And this was at a GOP event. So,
dang, so that could have been, that must have been.
It had to have gone real far for it to be for those people to be like, we can't tolerate this. Like, this is too much. That's not great.
This is even racist to us.
Right. They're like, that's racist to me. So
did they say what he said?
He said Korean whorehouses and some other stuff.
I mean, Korean.
I say that all the time.
It's part Korean though. Like his mother's Korean, I think.
Probably so. And there ain't nothing wrong with the Korean.
I don't know why I think that's funny, but according to our friends at the Daily Beast, it turns out even Republicans can no longer stomach Rob Schneider. According to making cafes, according to a new report from Politico, the SNL alum and Adam Sandler's chum, an all-around red-pilled bum, performed a stand-up set at a Republican networking event last year that proved so quote-unquote gross and vulgar that it prompted the host to cut him off early. Before he was interrupted, 10 minutes into what was supposed to have been a 30-minute set, Schneider made at least one joke about quote-unquote Korean whorehouses. He is a quarter Filipino, though that's hardly stopped him from perpetuating horrifically racist stereotypes in his work, up to and including both. Hold on, up to and including donning both brown face and yellow face on screen at different times.
But when did he do that?
This is over the times.
No, I'm saying, but when did he do the yellow face and brown face?
He did yellow face.
I could have been on the Man Show when Jimmy Kimmel did it.
Sure.
So you know what I'm saying?
Pad, so I can look. Okay, he played. I don't know. I don't know where it is. Let me look. Hold on. Where would you find Rob?
In a Korean whorehouse. What's
okay? Rob Schneider. It doesn't really say where he did it. He did it though. That's all you need to know.
You know, I don't
comedy.
He did it. We don't know he did it.
It was so bad.
So bad about Korean whorehouses.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't know, Alan. Ask your buddy OJ. Oh, you can't because you killed him. So, thank you, Fred. Alan went real quiet. I really felt like I might have heard him on that one. So, apparently, 150 or so people were there. And after the show, it was so bad that they were all emailed apologies. That's pretty bad.
Is he right wing?
Yeah, he's crazy, like crazy off the edge of that stuff now.
He's right
with
I don't know. I'm taking that story with a grain of salt.
Right. Because with a grain of Korean whorehouse salt.
Yeah. Damn it, you didn't let me finish. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Because the salt at Korean whorehouse is notoriously questionable.
Yeah.
No salt better.
That's right.
Soaked in Korean vaginas.
Let's say salt and vinegar, baby.
The crooked ones.
Oh my goodness. So that's not the last thing we're going to do, but it's pretty darn close to it. There's one more quick thing, Fred. I just want to run through. We have got a few birthdays today that I'd like to bring up, I guess.
All right, cool. Yeah.
So we're going to play a game. Okay, so let's see. Rob Schneider, again, thank you for he wore yellow face, and I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
That was a movie.
Yeah, he did it in Big Daddy too.
In Bedtime Stories, he portrayed a Native American.
That's a movie.
And You Don't Mess with the Zohan, he plays a Palestinian by who's keeping trying to kill him.
Yeah, he was awesome in that movie.
In with the goat? States, he dressed as a Hawaiian man, cross-dressed as a lady.
Please, those are movie characters. Click, come on.
He dressed as a Saudi businessman whose name was Prince Habibu. Habibu. In The Ridiculous Six, he played a Mexican.
Yeah, he did.
Bigelow, European Gigolo. Wow, that was its own thing.
Yeah,
And he had a show called Rob, which was apparently horrifically racist and unfunny, and people just didn't like it. So, and don't forget about
Big Daddy.
Yeah, he was in Big Daddy as well.
Yeah, he played the hippopotamus.
Hippopotamus. That was funny though.
All them accusations of bogus about.
There you go.
Now, what he did about the Korean whorehouse, that's unacceptable.
That's where he draws the line.
Yeah, that's it.
He's like, if you do it in a movie, it's fine.
Well, yeah. If you do it in a movie, I mean, when he did it, nobody complained, and now suddenly it's a big deal when those movies happened 20 years ago.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that, like, it kind of stupid shit tends to catch up with people.
You know, nobody said that about Robert Downey Jr., though.
That's nobody did it right.
And nobody said anything about Kimball. Kimball was
every African American person.
Remember
I've
Kimball
ever,
when yes, he was Carmelo?
Every African American person I've spoken to about like it was awesome.
Yeah,
it was great. He did a great job.
Robert Downey Jr.
And that's the thing. And that's the difference. No one complained about this until he went
Jimmy
crazy.
Kimmel
now.
Jimmy Kimmel was lying.
Right. Yeah. Now that Carl Malone was pretty bad.
Yeah. That was terrible. That was terrible. So terrible.
I bet NBA's right. Carl Malone.
So we only got like 2 minutes left. We have a couple of April 22nd birthdays. Some friends of the show. Right. I'm gonna throw the name out, and I want you guys to guess at their age. Okay. All right. We'll start from youngest and go older. That'll help you out, right?
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. I'm trying to make this easy. Our old buddy, friend of the show, been on multiple times, Machine Gun Kelly. Any ideas?
36.
No, he's younger than that. I'm going to say 30. I'm going to say he's turning 30.
You got to split the difference and then add one. Our buddy Machine Gun turns 34 today.
34.
That's right. How about Malcolm Barrett from TV's Timeless? I don't know who that is. So never mind about him. Okay, how about Shavo Odadigan from System of a Down?
46.
Yeah, I'd say 47.
He was 50 years old.
Jeez.
That's right. How about actor Cheryl? I guess they're still actors. How about actor Cheryl Lee from Twin Peaks?
She's
56. Maybe this will help. She shares a birthday and an age with TV personality Sherry Shepherd from The View.
50.
I don't know who Sherry Shepherd is. I'd say 51. I'll stick
55.
You were pretty close, Fred. 57. You said 56 before, which is pretty close.
Yeah.
Okay. How about,
That's
comedian.
Crazy.
Yeah, she's old. No, not that old. Korean. Korean whorehouse associate. Too Wong Fu. Comedian turned media mogul Byron Allen.
Oh, wow. He's a comedian?
Yeah.
Was a comedian.
Was he?
61.
Keep in mind, we're going up. So last one was 57, and we're headed up.
Yeah,
I'm 62.
He has turned the big 63.
63.
Yep. How about, and I don't know who this is, but I wish he is a friend of the show because he's an actor named Joseph Bottoms.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. I want him on the show.
Joseph Bottoms.
Joseph Bottoms is 74.
Joseph Bottoms is 72.
Celebrating the big 7-0.
7-0.
Yeah. Old Joe Bottoms.
Good for Happy birthday, Joe Bottoms.
Yep. That's right. How about singer and Pink Elephant enthusiast, Peter Frampton?
Oh, Frampton.
Peter Frampton's 76. He did, eh?
No, he's still alive for now. Yeah. He might be dead by Monday.
Frampton comes alive.
80.
76.
74. All right, just a few more of these, and we'll get it out of here. How about film director John Waters?
John Waters is 81.
Younger than you think he is. 78.
There you go, 78.
All right, and our last one, dear friend of the show, the guy who kind of inspired this whole show, I'm being honest with you, Jack Nicholson. Now, how he inspired the show, I really don't know. But give me a guess. Jack, he's the oldest one on this list.
If you're going to go, 81. Go with a smile.
Jack, what do you think, Fred?
Yeah, 83.
Oh, you guys are both way low.
Really?
214 years old.
Yeah, that makes sense.
No, he's 87.
Wow.
Wow.
So happy birthday to you all. Dang. To all a good night.
He don't come out the house no more.
The where's he going to go?
Right. Does he go to the Lakers game still or no?
No, he don't come out of the house anymore. Well, like, Drake got his seats.
Drake. Lee Drake got another one.
Huh? Did Drake get his seats for real?
I don't know.
No, doesn't matter. I mean, theoretically, that'd be terrible. Yes. Yeah, no, you gave him to the worst possible.
That'd be terrible, yeah.
You're just like, why Drake?
Who's got a rap beef? Didn't somebody just come out with a rap beef against Drake?
Lamar and J. Cole.
Oh, yeah, J. Cole, yeah, that was it. Was that verse that devastating? Because they said it was pretty
yeah, bad. Kendrick's verse was, I'll have to listen. It was hot.
I'll just do it this afternoon.
It was hot.
After the show. Mm-hmm. Everybody join us after the show.
We'll listen together.
I started doing this thing, and then we were sincerely in this, where we're talking about freestyle
Machine
rapping.
Machine Kelly break up with what's her face?
Who?
Machine Gun Kelly did break up with Megan Fox, I believe. Yeah. Yes.
What?
Old Toe Thumbs. Sad.
<It's> Toe Thumbs.
But so we were doing this. I don't remember how it got brought up, but at one point we were talking about freestyle rapping, just me and like my wife and the kids and everything we were talking about. And they're like, you can't rap. And I'm like, no, I can't, but I'm going to start now. And so, like, for the whole night and, like, into multiple nights later, I was, like, dropping the worst rhymes possible all the time about everything. And the
dad rhymes, man.
Oh, dude, they were so great. And they were so terrible. And I'm so glad I don't remember any of them. But so just be ready for my freestyle rap career to take off.
There
now,
you go.
I told you we were going to be the number one rappers on the East Coast now that P. Diddy's dropped. That might have been what we were talking about. Is like, I was like, oh, there's a void left by P. Diddy. And then I was like, maybe we should take it over, our freestyle rap styles.
Over the South.
That's right. Well, us and Outkast. We'll join Outkast.
There you go.
That'd be fun.
Dungeon Family.
There you go. Dungeon Family for life. See, there you go. We said it at the same time. So now we're cool. Now I'm invited to the party.
To the right. Cookout.
That's right. I only get to go to the after party. I don't get to go to the actual cookout. They're like, go clean the shit up. All right.
No ribs for you.
That's right. Oh, see, that would make me sad. All right, guys. We're going to get out of here. We hope you enjoyed all that we had to offer. We did not get to our overly dramatic theater, so we'll probably try to get to that eventually, or we'll forget about it and never do it again.
Yeah.
One of the two is going to happen. So either way, we're going to get out of here. We wish you all a great night, a great week, and a great forever.
Yeah.
It's your friends at the BLC Podcast signing off.
Wow. Wow. That was a Casey Kasem sign off.
I tried to do it. It's late.
All right, guys. Yeah. See you later.
BLC. All right. Hell, OJ.
I did. We are laughing. And we are very good friends. Good buddy, sharing a special moment. Yeah.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Just hang loose, blood. She's gonna catch up on the rebound on the med side. Get
to the chopper! Oh, what a day. What a moment.
Well, that's all, folks.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Goddamn hip. Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
As you know, I'm a man of special needs.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.